参加我们一起敬拜。
In these 3 months, we're going through the book of Philippians.
在这三个月里面，我们读腓立比书。
And today I want to talk about to live is Christ.
今天我要分享的是活作是基督。
So if I can get you to stand up, we're going to read this together.
那我们一起站起来，我们一起读这圣经。
Now our God is a God of order.
我们的神是有顺序的神。
So we'll read the first line in English and then the alternate line in Mandarin.
所以我们先读。第一篇是英文的，然后再读中文的。
所以我们是
对啊。第一个幻灯片是读英文的，第二个幻灯片读中文。
So alternate, yeah.
就是交换的。
All right, the count of three, one, two, three. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance.As it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处，但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。
In English, but to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus.Because of my coming to you again. 只要你们行事为人以基督的福音相称，听我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。And not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign for them of their destruction, but of your salvation and that from God.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见，现在所听见的一样。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, today we come before you.
天父，我们今天来到你的面前。
And most importantly, we remember you as our Father.
最重要的是纪念你是我们的父亲。
Lord Jesus Christ, today we want to lift up your name.
主耶稣基督，我们今天要高举你的名。
We invite the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of Truth, to teach us.
我们邀请上帝的灵，真理的灵来教导我们。
We need you to speak to us, O Lord.
我们需要你给我们讲话，主。
Because only you know the deepest needs of our hearts.
因为只有你知道我们内心深处的需要。
So we invite you to speak to us.
所以我们邀请你给我们向我们讲话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated in the presence of God.
请坐。
So today we want to.Have some thinking together.
所以今天我们来思想一些问题。
The first question I want to have for you is, what is your philosophy in life?
我第一个问题要问大家的是，你的人生哲学是什么？
Because your philosophy in life will affect how you live your life.
因为你的人生哲学会影响到你怎样去活着你的生命。
Or what is your life mission?
或者你的生命的使命是什么
？Because what you determine in your life, you will pursue it.
因为这就决定了你怎样去追求你的生命当中的目标。
Now in life, there are many life mottos.
在我们的在生命当中有很多的模型在那边。
Some people might say you work hard and you play hard.
有些人可能会说你努力的工作，然后尽情的享乐。
Some of you are saying, Pastor Kenny, you're already outdated. It should be said.Work hard and play harder.
有人说啊，牧师，你可能是过期的。你应该说努力工作，努力玩乐，
更努力玩乐，
更努力玩乐。
Or some people will say, where there is a will, there is a way.
或者有人说，有事者事竟成。
And then you pursue this in your life.
然后你就追求这个生命在你生命当中。
And we go from Yoda who say that, do or do not, there is no try.
你记得这个说的，你要么做，要么不做，就没有尝试。
So there are different sayings.
所以有许多不同的景象。
A very famous politician, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, he said, never, never, never give up.
那个英国的首相丘吉尔说过，远远远远远远不要放弃。
I wonder what is your life motto today?
我在想你今天的生命当中的模型是什么。
I wonder what is your life philosophy today?
我是想你今天的生命要追求什么。
And I wonder what is your life mission today?
我要思考你的生命的使命是什么。
Now Apostle Paul said this.
保罗是这样说的
To live is Christ and to die is gain.
活着就是基督，死的就有益处。
And this is not only his life philosophy or life mission.
这不仅仅是他的人生哲学或者他人生的使命。
This is what he lives for.
这是他活着的目的。
Now I'm cognizant of the fact that the rest of the message may not make sense to you if you do not understand the gospel.
我是在想承认可能接下来的信息如果你不相信福音的话可能对你来说好像听不懂
Because for Paul he has been affected and impacted by the gospel of Christ so much that he could say this
因为保罗他自己被福音所渗透所影响的这么厉害所以他会这样的说
And my friend that is the power of the gospel
我的朋友这就是福音的能力
The power of this gospel can change us from the inside out.
福音的大能可以把我们的生命从里到外的改变。
When Paul wrote this book of Philippians,
当保罗写这个腓立比书的时候
he's around 60 to 65 years old.
他那时候大概60到65岁之间。
He already become a Christian for around 25 to 30 years.
他可能成为基督徒已经25到30年之间。
He had a powerful encounter with God at the road to Damascus.
所以他在去大马士革的路上非常很有奇妙的跟主耶稣相遇
And when the Lord Jesus revealed himself to him
耶稣向他显现他自己
And when he got to know the Lord
他保罗就知道了认识了耶稣
When he experienced the Lord
他经历了主
When he tasted the Lord
他尝试了主的恩典
Everything in his life starts to change
他生命当中所有的一切都开始了改变
His pastHis sin is wiped away.
他过去的所有的一切就好像消失掉了。
In today's life, in today's presence, he pursued Christ.
在今天的生命，在今天的同在当中，他追求耶稣。
In future, his life is secured.
在将来，他的生命是非常有保险的。
But all in all, the gospel changed everything in Paul's life.
但在所有的一切当中，福音改变了保罗的生命。
Today, the gospel can change your life.
今天这个福音可以改变你的生命。
And that Christ can change us from the inside out.
基督可以使你从内到外的更新。
So today, we're going to talk about what does it mean to live is Christ and to die is gain.
那我们今天就谈说，活着就是基督，死了就有益处是什么意思？
Now, many wise people in the past, they have asked this question.
许多有智慧的人在过去问这个问题。
Philosophers like Socrates to Aristotle to Plato.
扫罗，旧的哲学家。
苏格拉底
问这样的问题。
阿里斯多德和毕拉多。
阿里斯多哦，就所有的旧的神学家问这些问题。
They ask a question: What is the meaning of life?
他们问这个问题，生命的意义是什么
？What is the purpose of life?
生命的目的是什么？
These are important questions, and today we want to think about it together.
这是个非常重要的问题，我们今天一起思考。
Apostle Paul have journeyed with Jesus for around 25 to 30 years now.
这个时候，保罗已经跟耶稣一起生活了25到30年之间。
He wrote this letter to the church in Philippi.
他写这个信给腓立比的教会。
This is almost his last letters.
这很几乎是他最后的一封信
almost
最几乎是
yeah,
几乎是
yeah, 几乎 yeah. And then he's writing down his heart to share.
他用他的心来分享他内心的感受。
So today our time is very limited.
所以今天在很短的时间里面
I will talk about what is a Christ-centered life.
他今天要讲什么是以基督为中心的人生。
If we have time, we'll talk about how to live a Christian life.
如果我们有时间呢，我们再讲如何活出基督的生命。
So let's go straight into it.
那我们直接的进入。
So Paul said,
保罗说
With full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death.
他说，保罗说，在所有的一切的宽释放到，无论是生或是宗教，基督在我身上显大。
Now, what is a Christ-centered life? You ask.
那我们问，基督的是什么？是基督为中心的生命。
In Paul's mind, he said that Christ to be honored.In my body.
在保罗的思想当中，他是说，基督必须在我身上得到尊重，得到高举。
Not only when I'm alive,
不仅仅只是我活着
but also in my dying.
在即使在我死的时候。
Now this word honored,
这就是尊崇。
In the Chinese translation, is actually more accurate.
在中文的翻译当中就更确切
Because it has an understanding of magnified
他这明白说怎么样的放大
There's an understanding of glorified
他这明白怎样的使他得到荣耀
Meaning to say when Paul lives his life
这意味着保罗活着他的生命的时候
And when people see his life
如果其他人看到保罗的生命
They see Christ magnified in him
他们看到耶稣在保罗的生命当中得到放大。
And Paul said, in order for Christ to be magnified and honored in my life, he then said this statement.
所以保罗说，在所有的一切生命当中，基督在我生命当中显大的时候，他做了这个说话。
He said, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
他说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
To live is Christ.To die is gain.
活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
So here Paul has a dilemma.
所以在这里保罗有个两难的选择。
Because he was thinking, should I live or should I die?
因为保罗在想，我要活着吗？还是我要死去？
So we keep reading.
所以我们继续读下去。
What does it mean to live in the flesh?
为什么说肉身活着是什么意思？
He says in verse 22, for if I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me.
他在二十二节里面说，如果我肉身活着的话，那就我的劳苦的果子就有这传福音的就有这果子。
Everyone say fruitful labor.
大家说丰硕的果子。
So for Paul, he says that to live in Christ means to have fruitful labor.
对保罗来说，在基督里面肉身活着的话，就有丰盛的丰硕的果子。
But then he is in dilemma. He's a bit.He doesn't know what to do.
但是在这里他就很难，他就不知道应该怎么做。
So in verse 23, we learn that he said he's hard pressed between the two.
所以在二十三节里面，他说他在两者之间，他在被受到夹击一样，就不知道怎么做。
He said, "My desire is to depart and to be with Christ."
他说我的心愿是要跟耶稣、跟基督在一起。
And this is what he's saying. He said, "To be with Christ, it is far better."
他这是他说的，跟基督在一起是远远的非常好的事情。
So what would you do?
所以他怎么做
？To be with Christ, which is far better.
所以跟耶稣在一起是非常好的，非常有益处的。
Or should you live in the flesh?
或者还是在肉身活着
？And if we continue to learn, it says, but to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account.
所以他在这里继续说。我在肉身活着是更要紧的是为了你们我要在肉身活着
And they say convinced of this I will remain and continue with you all For your progress and joy in the faith
所以他二十五节他就说我既然这样深信就知道仍要住在世间所以你们众人同住
So these are the two choices he has
所以在这里面有两个的选择
Is either set free to serve Christ?
或者是释放去跟服侍基督
or set free to be with Christ
或者得到释放去跟基督在一起
is being with Christ will serve him but staying will serve the church
或者是说他跟基督在一起 侍奉这个服侍这个教会，还是跟基督同在去那个地方。
So here's a very important principle in life.
所以在这里，在生命当中有两个重要的原则。
Now very often when you make a decision, it's about having two good options in front of you.
所以非常的重要。我们当我们做选择的时候，总有两组的选择在我们前面选择。
If it's good and bad, it is very easy to make a decision.
如果是好的或者坏的，我们很容易的去挑选。
But if both options are good, how then do you make a decision?
但是如果两个选择都是非常好的，那我们应该怎样去选择呢？
Do you know how Paul made his decision?
所以保罗，你知道保罗是怎样做他的选择吗？
It depends on where he ranks in the decision.
所以这决定了他是怎样的去做他的决定。
He said, although it is far better for me to be with Christ,
他说虽然对我来说去跟基督在一起是对我来说最非常的有益处，
but because for your sake, I should stay.
但是为了你们的缘故，我要停留在这里。
Here we see a very powerful principle of a person who lives a Christ-centered life.
我们在这里看到非常重要的原则，一个人去拣选耶稣为中心的生活。
One who is Christ-centered will always place the other's interest first.
如果以基督的为中心的生活，他总是把别人的需要放在他自己的前头。
Here we see three things about a Christ-centered life.
所以在这里我们看到以耶稣为中心的生活。
Number one is fruitful labor.
第一点就是富有成果的劳动。
Secondly is to build up others.
第二点就是去造就其他的人。
And thirdly, it says is to glorify Christ.
第三点，他就说是耶稣得到荣耀。
And because Paul has experienced what it's like to be with Christ and in Christ,
因为保罗他已经经历过有这种经验，什么是跟基督在一起，跟他同在。
Hence, he's able to do what he's doing.
所以他能够做他所做的事情。
So many people will tell me.
所以很多人会告诉牧师说
Pastor Kenny,
Kenny 牧师
I'm not Paul,
我不是保罗
I'm not like him,
我跟他不一样的
I'm not called to be like him,
我不是呼召像他一样的。
My answer to you is this,
我对你的回答是这个。
Do you have the same Spirit of God living in you?
你有上帝同样的圣灵住在你的生命当中吗？
It is not about Paul, but it'sChrist that lives in him.
这并不是关于保罗，而是关于耶稣活在你的生命当中。
And there lies the mystery of a Christian life.
这是基督徒的很奥秘的生命。
And here's where I need you to pay close attention to me.
所以这里我们要一些注意力在这里。
Because if you do not understand this mystery,
因为如果你不知道这种奥秘，
what I share to you can sound very legalistic.
我跟你所讲的好像是很教条主义的
，Do this, do that，
做这个做那个
，Don't do this, don't do that，
不要做这个事情，不要做那个事情。
Now, one of the greatest joy I have as a pastor is to do premarital counseling with people.
作为一个牧师，他最喜悦的事情就在人家婚前的辅导。
Many times when we're doing our premarital counseling, we start talking about the roles and responsibilities of a husband and wife.
经常在婚前辅导的时候，会跟那些要结婚的人讲，丈夫的角色跟妻子的角色是什么。
Well, the first thing I will tell them is this.
第一件事情，牧师要告诉他们的是
，Your life is no longer your own.
你的生命不再是你自己。
And they are a bit shocked, you know.
对他们来说，他们感到很震惊。
You may not eat the food that you used to enjoy.
你可能不会吃你平常最喜欢吃的那些食物。
You may need to go shopping with your wife.
你可能要跟你的太太一起去买东西。
And wife, your husband may not listen to you.
妻子啊，可能你的丈夫不会听你的话。
I mean, in a marriage, there's so many things to consider.
在婚姻当中有很多事情是需要思考的。
Or maybe when it comes to parenting.
但作为父母的话，可能到了父母的时候。
For those yet to be parents.
对那些将要成为父母的。
If I were to tell you.
牧师要告诉你。
You will have no sleep.
你将会不会睡觉，睡不着。
You will have a lot of worries.
你会有很多的担忧。
They will have no respect of your time and money.
他们不会管你的时间，也不会管你的金钱。
They don't care how tired you are after the end of the day.
他们不管你一天的劳累多之后多么的多么的辛苦
，They will still come to you and they will demand from you。
他们还是要到你的面前向你要求这么样的东西。
Do you still want to be a father or mother？
你真的还要成为父亲或者母亲吗
？You see, our relationship with the Lord is the same。
你想我们跟主的关系也是同样的。
Unless and until we know and understand the love of God，
除非一直到我们知道上帝的爱。
When we read all this, it makes very little sense to us.
对所有的这些对我们来说成为一个很有价值的东西的话。
But a father or a mother would know.
但是作为父母作为父亲作为母亲总是知道。
When you sacrifice for your children,
你为你的孩子们所做的牺牲
no need to ask.
不需要问
you will just do it.
你只是继续的去做。
Because there is a relationship there.
因为那里面有一个关系在里面。
So the question is this.
所以问题是这里。
Now that we know what is a Christ-centered life,
我们现在知道什么是基督为中心的生命。
It's about laboring in the Lord.
我们在主里劳苦。
It's to build up one another.
因为我们是要建造其他彼此之间建造其他人的生命。
That what is stopping us from doing?
那是什么事情使我们能够停止下来呢？
While I was preparing for this,
当牧师在准备这个信息的时候
I listed 10 items.
所以牧师就 listed 很多的项目下来
That I was telling myself too long.
那牧师在想哦这些问这些事项太多了
So I cut down into half.
所以牧师就把它减少到一半
After I cut down into half, I still think it's still too long.
那减少到一半的时候，他还是想，哎，这些项目事情太多了。
So I will only tell you two items today.
所以牧师今天只告诉大家两件事情。
So you can smile.
所以你可以笑一笑。
Two things. What is stopping the church from being a Christ-centered church?
所以两个事情是什么？两个事情可以阻碍教会成为基督为中心的教会。
The vision of our church is that we want to be a God-loving, Christ-centered, Spirit-filled.Word grounded disciple making church.
我们教会的意向是爱神、爱主耶稣基督为中心的，用神圣经为基础的
造就门徒，
造就门徒的传扬福音的教会。
So there are two things.
所以有两件事情。
The first thing.
第一件事情。
Consumer Christianity versus sacrificial living.
消费者主义的基督教跟牺牲的生活这两个在
Paul said to live is Christ, to die is gain.
保罗说活着是为了基督死的是得益处
A consumer Christianity would say what can I take?
消费者的基督徒会想说我能得到什么
A sacrificial living Christian would say what can I give?
奉献精神的牺牲精神的基督徒说我能够给什么
Now, but I understand it is a gradual process.
但我们知道这是慢慢的成长的过程。
A consumer Christianity would say, how can God make me more successful in life?
消费者的基督教会说上帝怎样的使我在生命当中得到更大的成功。
A sacrificial living Christian would say, how can I bring glory to God?
奉献精神的基督教会说我怎样荣耀上帝
Can you see the difference there?
能看到有什么不同吗
One is about me, myself and I
一个是说我自己所有的一切
My kingdom, my agenda, my will
我的国度我的事项我的意愿
Another one is God's will, God's agenda and God's kingdom
另外一个基督徒是上帝的旨意上帝的国度上帝的事项
But I understand it is a natural and gradual process of spiritual maturity
我们知道这是一个很自然的并且慢慢长进的属灵的成熟的过程
So for the young parents I want to encourage you
所以年轻的父母们我们要鼓励你
Because when your children are very young
因为你的孩子还是非常的小
They do not understand what you are going through
他们并不知道你所经历的是什么
Especially babies
特别是小 baby 小婴儿
They want milk, they cry
他们要奶他们就在那边哭
They want to sleep, they cry
他们要睡觉他们也哭
They want to poop, they cry
他们要放松的话，他们也在那边哭。
Whether you are tired or not, they will don't care.
不管你或者很累，他们不管这些的。
That's because they are very young.
因为他们非常的小。
But when they grow older,
当他们长大的时候
，it gets better.
他们就会慢慢的有进步了。
So today, please allow me to brag a little bit.
所以今天让我分享一点点。
不是分享要啊、brag, how to say boast.
吹牛啊！吹牛啊！
吹牛一点点 ，just let me brag a little bit.
哦，那吹牛吹一些点。
Yesterday,
昨天
，my 15-year-old daughter,
她十五岁的女儿
，she brought me her very first Father's Day gift.
她给了一个第一次的父亲节的礼物
，using her own pocket money.
这是用她的零用零花钱。
She worked, and so she bought something for me.
所以她工作，她所以就买了一些给她的给牧师。
She bought me a little lunch pack.
她给她父亲一个小小的午餐的包。
She actually bought me quite a few things, but I only show you two, yeah.
她里面有些东西，但是只给大家分享两天。
She bought me my favorite snack.
她买了牧师最喜欢的小。
这个是花生 ，this is peanut.
这是花生。
When she gave me,
然后他给他一个
I was very touched.
牧师感到非常感动。
She bought something that she know I love eating.
他买一些知道他牧师知道喜欢吃的东西。
She also knows that my lunchbox is to be desired.
他也知道牧师的那个午餐盒呢需要退休了。
You know when my children were very young, around 6, 7, 8.
你知道牧师的小孩子，当他们很年轻，他六七岁的时候。
Sometimes school they have Father's Day or Mother's Day event, you can take money and buy.
你知道在学校，你可以当父亲节或者母亲节的时候，你可以把钱拿去买一些礼物给。
So they will ask money for me, from me to buy things for me.
他们就向父亲要钱，拿去买礼物给父亲。
And the items that they buy.
那他们所买的东西呢？
It's actually item that they want.
是他们自己要的。
It's not for me.
不是为了父亲买的。
But as they grow older,
当他们长大了
，as they mature,
当他们成熟了
，they will start to think.
他们就开始思想
，What would my father like?
我的父亲喜欢什么
？As a child of God, it's the same.
在作为神的儿子、孩子，我们也是同样的。
There are some we are still drinking milk.
我们有些人还是在喝奶的阶段。
Always cry before the Lord.
我总是到神面前在那边哭喊。
Why, O Lord?
为什么这样主
？How long, O Lord?
主啊，要多长时间啊
？It is okay to cry before the Lord. Don't get me wrong.
不要错了，不要错理会的，很好的在神面前哭喊哭喊是不错的。
But a mature sons and daughters.
但是成熟的儿女的话
，would say this.
会这样说。
What would you like, Lord?
主啊，你喜欢我做什么
？What is your will, O Lord?
啊，主啊，你的旨意是什么
？The reason why people do not mature.
那人为什么不会成熟呢
？Spiritually, I'm talking about.
他是牧师在讲属灵上的为什么没成熟
？Jesus said it very clearly.
耶稣在那边讲的非常的清楚。
Some people think the reason why I'm not maturing.
有些人想了，为什么不会属灵上成熟
？It's the pastor's fault.
因为牧师的错误。
The sermon so boring.
他牧师的讲道非常的非常的枯燥。
So long.
讲的太长了。
I fall asleep.
那我就睡着了。
How to grow?
我怎么成长呢
？The pastor never teach me how to read the Bible.
那牧师从来没教我应该怎样读圣经。
So when I read the Bible.
所以我打开圣经读的时候
，Is the Bible reading me？
是圣经在读我。
I look at the Bible，
我看着圣经
，I fall asleep，
我就睡着了。
So is the Bible's fault？
所以是圣经的错误。
Maybe the reason why I'm not growing，
有可能我不会成长的话
，Sorry to say this，
对不起，我要这样说。
Especially to the small group leaders, sorry to say this.
对小组的组长，我们不好意思这样说。
Maybe it's a small group leader's fault.
有可能是小组组长的错。
I go to the small group.
我去了参加了小组。
Not very fun.
在小组的不好玩。
They talk so long.
他们花了很长的时间。
It makes no sense.
他讲的就没有什么意思的。
So I can't grow.
所以我不会成长的。
It's the small group leader's fault.
是小组组长的错误。
Let's see what Jesus has to say.
那我们再看一看耶稣是怎么说的。
This is not what I say.
但耶稣这样说。
So you will have a problem when you talk to Jesus.
所以牧师说，如果你有问题的话，你去找耶稣说去。
Jesus said, "In there are different type of soil."
耶稣说，那有不同的土壤。
I won't go through all the soils. There are four types.
但那不是不会讲四种的土壤叫什么
I only talk to you about the third type
但牧师只讲第三种的土壤
It says the seed that fell among thorns The seed is the word of God The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear
他是在讲说种子就是神的道落在荆棘里面就是能听得到
But as they go on their way mean to say as you go on living your life
但他们走开以后，就意味着你就继续你的日常的生活。
Now these people, they already heard the word of God.
所以这些人已经听了神的道。
They did respond to the word of God.
他们也回应神的话语。
So they are Christians.
所以这些人是基督徒。
They have experienced God. They have been born again, regenerated in the Spirit.
他们经历了神，他们重生，他们在生命当中得到神的赐福。
But you know why they are not growing?
那你知道他们为什么不会成长吗
？The Bible says they are choked. Everyone say choked.
圣经里面说，大家说被挤住了。
Choked by life's worries.
他们被今生的思虑给挤住了。
Are you worried about your life?
你为你的生命生活感到忧虑吗
？Jesus says, "Do not worry."
耶稣说，不要忧虑。
And not only that, it says they are choked by riches and pleasures.
不仅仅是这样，他们还被钱财、还被艳落给挤住了。
And the Bible says, if you are consumed and preoccupied by worries, by riches and by pleasures, you will not mature.
圣经里面说，如果被今生的思虑、被钱财、被艳落，所有的这些给一直想这些东西的话，你的属灵的生命就不会成长。
But praise be to God.
但感谢赞美上帝。
God wants us to grow up healthy and mature in the Lord.
神要我们在主里面成长，很成熟的，很健壮的成长。
Now, second reason why we do not have a Christ-centered life.
那第二个原因为什么不会是耶稣基督为中心的生命
？Comfortable faith versus radical discipleship.
因为是舒适的信仰生活跟激进的门徒生活。
What is a comfortable faith?
是什么是舒适的生活信心呢
？We always choose comfort over commitment.
我们总是挑选舒适的，超过选择委身的生活。
You know, some may be saying, you know, my life has always been very peaceful.
有些人可能说，我的生命生活一直都很平静。
I have always been very patient.
我是非常有耐心的人。
Until I start serving God and others, everything changed.
一直到了开始服侍神、服侍其他的人的时候，一切都改变了。
This sounds very familiar.
这听起来是非常的熟悉。
I hear it from parents all the time.
我听到父母一直这样说的。
You know, Pastor Kenny.
啊，牧师 Kenny 啊。
I was a very patient man.
我是非常有耐心的人。
I was a very gracious man.
我是非常大方。
I am a very loving man.
我是非常爱的，非常可爱的人。
Until I have my first child,
一直到了我的第一个孩子出生的时候。
So do you think the issue is a child, or do you think the issue is you?
所以你想，这个问题是出于孩子的身上，还是出于你的身上呢？
The trials that you are going through,
你经历过的试炼
only reflect what is in here.
只是怀疑你的内心里面是什么样子的。
God allows you to go through certain trials.
神让你经历过一切的试炼。
To reveal to you what needs to be worked on.
那你看到你内心当中生命当中需要什么需要改变的。
That's what the Bible says in James, consider pure joy when you face trials of many kinds.
所以雅各书里面说，当你面对着许多试炼试探的时候，你要看作纯洁的喜乐。
Because when you go through it, you will mature and you will be complete in the Lord.
因为当你经历过这些试探试炼的时候，你会在成长，你会在主里面成熟起来。
I have never heard a parent say that. You know, parenting is too hard.
你很多父母说，做父母是非常的难。
Say I have not heard. Many parents say that parenting is so hard. I decided not to parent anymore.
我就听说许多对父许多父母说，做父母的非常难，所以我就决定不要再做父母了。
Never.
从来没听过。
Impossible.
不可能的。
Same here when it comes to our relationship with the Lord.
同样的，当我们在这里跟主耶稣之间关系的时候也是一样的。
You know, sometimes when we go deeper with the Lord,
你知道当我们更深入的跟主在一起的时候，
God will give you more responsibility.
神会给你更多的责任。
And sometimes it requires more strength.
有时候你需要更多的能力力量。
But God is a God of grace.
但神是他有恩典的神，
He will strengthen you.
他会给你力量坚强起来。
And the reason a lot of times why we are not comfortable,
所以许多时候我们觉得不舒适不舒服，
It could be your old self protesting to new self.
有可能是从你的旧我慢慢成长到新的我。
The issue is not the serving nor the trials.
那问题并不是你怎样的侍奉神。
The issue isOur relationship with the Lord.
那问题是所以我们跟神之间的关系。
Now I understand that our old self will always want to take care of the number one.
我们知道旧的我总是先选择先照顾自己。
So as I come to a close,
当我要结束的时候，
I will not be talking about how to live a Christ-centered life.
我现在不继续谈怎样活出耶稣为中心的生活。
But I want to bring to a close in terms of why live a Christ-centered life.
但我要用为什么我们需要活出耶稣基督为中心的人生。
There is no other way to live a Christian life.
除开这个，没有任何其他的方式去活出基督徒的生活。
I want to finish the sermon the same way I started the sermon.
那牧师要结束这个。讲到的时候用开始的开始就结束。
Jesus, he always used spiritual terms or spiritual language to explain spiritual reality.
耶稣经常用一些比喻用属灵的语言来分享来解释属灵的事情。
Jesus says, if you remain in me and I in you,
耶稣说如果你一直停留在我里面我在你里面，
you will bear much fruit.
你会结很多的果子。
But the key is this.
但关键的地方是这里。
You must remain in Christ.
你必须连接在基督里面。
And it's when you remain in Christ and draw the strength and the life and the joy and the peace and everything that is needed in life from God.
如果你一直在基督里面，你从神那边得到更多的喜乐平安，所有的能力所有的一切从神那边拿下来，
There is no other way to live.
这里就没有任何其他的方式去过你的人生。
The challenge is that many people trying to look for all these outside of Christ.
那问题是我们许多人去寻找在基督以外去寻找这所有的一切。
So today Jesus is inviting you.
所以今天耶稣来邀请你。
So come and remain in me.
所以耶稣说来住在我里面。
Come experience the grace I've given you.
来经历我给你的恩典。
When we say the gospel changes everything,
当我们讲福音改变了一切的时候，
It changes your identity.
它改变你的身份。
And that your identity is that you are a child of God, you are loved and approved by God.
你的身份是你是神的儿女，你是被神所爱并且神所喜悦的孩子。
Why is this such an important truth?
为什么这是非常重要的真理呢？
Because no longer you seek for others' approval or you do whatever it takes to ask people to like you.
因为你不需要去寻找其他人的认可，也不需要用各种方式去得到其他人的喜悦。
It is a tiring exercise.
这是非常小的练习。
But in Christ, you are already a child of God, you are loved and approved, and that you are secured in Him.
所以在你在这非常晓得，在基督里面，你就已经是神的儿女，你已经被神所认可，你已经被神所爱的。
The gospel changes your identity. The gospel also changes your direction in life.
的福音改变了你的身份，福音也改变了你生命当中的方向。
Paul at the age of 60 to 65.
保罗在他的60到65岁之间的时候
，He has seen life.
他也看到许多的生命，经历过生命。
He's been through things.
他经历过人生。
When he uses 8 words to encapsulate his entire life,
他用这句话就八个句子来总结他整个人生。
在中文是12个字啊，
十二个字。
活着就是基督。
OK.
When he encapsulates his entire life mission,
他总结他整个人生的使命的时候
，He says to live is Christ.
他说活着是基督。
To die is gain.
死了就有好益处。
It's no other way to live.
所以就今天没有任何其他的道路。
Later on, we will learn what Paul has so-called given up for God.
是持续什么么学习？耶稣保罗是怎样说他放弃他的圣人生是什么意思
？He was the top man during his time.
在他那个时候，他是一个很位置、身份很高的人。
But because he was transformed and changed by the gospel,
因为他因为福音改变了他的人生
，he then can say, "Christ is truly my all in all."
他就会确实的说，基督确实是我人生当中所有一切的一切。
To all the fathers in the house,
所以对所有的在我们家里的父亲们。
I want to encourage you.
我要鼓励你。
To live for Christ.
活着为基督活着。
There is no other way.
就没有任何其他的道路。
Sometimes we feel weak.
有时候我们感觉到软弱。
But His grace is sufficient for you.
他的恩典足够我们用。
All you need to do is to surrender yourself to Him.
我们所需要做的就是把所有的一切。交给上帝。
Let's close our eyes and pray.
那我们闭上眼睛祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word today.
主耶稣，我们感谢你今天宝贵的话语。
Your word can change our lives.
你的话语可以改变我们的生命。
I ask the Spirit of the Living God to come and dwell among us, O God.
我请求你，活的灵圣灵来住在我们生命当中。
Do a work that no man can do.
在我们生命当中做能不能做的工作。
I pray for the fathers in the house.
我为在家里的父亲们祷告。
I pray God that you will bless them.
我祷告神，你赐福给他们。
That they will rise up to be the spiritual leader in the house.
使他们能够兴起，成为属灵的领袖，在他们的家庭当中。
To be a good and godly example to the wife and to the children.
能够成为好的、能够虔诚的榜样，对他们的孩子、对他们的妻子来说。
And when we are weak, O God.
主啊，我们很软弱。
Supply us with your strength.
供给我们你给我们的力量。
And when we remain in you, O God,
当我们在主里面继续在你里面的时候
，we will have unlimited supply of strength, of grace, of love, of peace, of joy.
我们也还有无限的，你供给我们无限的喜乐、平安、力量和能力。
So we thank you, Lord.
所以主，我们谢谢你。
We're going to sing our last song.